Hello, and welcome to the first in a series of completely ad hoc extra podcasts where I talk about a certain project or a technique or some aspect of knitting that's got me a bit overexcited and that I just want to talk to you about very briefly, but while I'm still in the first flush of enthusiasm. And what I want to talk about this evening is weaving in of ends. I've talked quite a lot about these baby sleep pods that I've made and the various techniques that I've tried in order to get a neat finish, and the most recent full pod that I've made, rather than the little hat that goes with it, I chose to knit in the round, but unlike the first one I made, I've cut my yarn at the end of each stripe of colour. As there are three different colours to each repeat, and it repeats something like 12 or 13 times, I've got an awful lot of ends to weave in. I thought I knew how to weave in ends. It's an unavoidable thing to do when you knit. You know, you'll have done it from pretty much the very first project you've ever made. And I had looked up how to do it. And the point, as far as I understood, was that you took the end of your yarn through other yarns, not as in weaving in and out, but you literally split the other yarn. And with your end, the point being that the fibres would then catch on each other, and eventually over time with use and perhaps with washing they would felt, but at the very least the fibres of the yarns catching on each other would give you some friction and that would keep it flat. But I thought this evening, just out of interest, I'd just have a look and see what other people have to say about it. And the first search result that came up on YouTube when I searched weaving in ends knitting was yet another Stacey Perry Very Pink Knits video. Now, as I've mentioned before, they're very reliable, they're very watchable, so I thought I'll have a look, see what Stacey says. And she says that she makes the very good point that if you have a way of weaving in ends that works fine for you, then you're basically doing it right. But the technique that she shows is what's considered to be the proper way, and it gives some elasticity into your project. And you know, this is important if you've bothered to do a certain cast off, bind off, I must get into the habit of saying that. You've chosen your bind off perhaps for elasticity, your cast off may have been chosen with elasticity in mind, so why not build that into weaving in your ends? Well, I have to say, the technique that Stacey shares on that video is an absolute revelation. I've posted some photographs this evening on Instagram. The first one was just, oh look, poor me, I've got loads of weaving in events to do, yawn, yawn, yawn. And all you can see is all this lumpiness where I've just woven in the ends in the way that I've always done it. And I've posted at least one picture after that showing the contrast where I've gone from how I used to do it to this new technique that Stacey shows. I mean, clearly, you know, she is literally a professional, she's very good, and I'm not the neatest person in the world when it comes to the sort of things that need a really fine finish. But even I have been able, for the last few ends now, to weave this in looking so much neater. And it's just, it's incredible. I mean, okay, pushing it to say you can't see where I've done it, but it's nothing like as obvious. On the inside, this is, on the wrong side, it's nothing like as obvious as all the other ones. And it's so lovely and neat from the outside, the right side as well. It's just, it's absolutely great. I don't think I'll ever go back to how I used to do it. Right enough, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and, you know, I don't feel quite such a sense of security in how this will hold, because it's not sort of catching through the yarn so much, and because this is a baby sleep pod, I'm not going to be using it, so I'm not going to be seeing how well it lasts. But you know, there's all sorts of projects coming up that I will be knitting for my own or my family's use, so I'll be able to keep an eye on that. But really, you know, if Stacey says that this is the way to do it, and implicit in that is that it's not going to unravel and your piece will fall apart, then I'm very happy to believe it. So I just really wanted to share that with you. If you don't weave your ends in this way, and if you're not entirely happy with how you're weaving in your ends, then I really urge you to go and have a look at this video, see what you think, and give it a whirl. And my daughter was just happened to be sitting next to me as I was watching the video and having a go at it, and I sort of made some joke to her along the lines of, you know, haha, wild night in, you know, watching your mum's knitting videos. But she said, no, it's absolutely mesmerising. And it is, it's yet another of these knitting techniques, which has got such a wonderful logic and rhythm to it. So that's all I wanted to share with you. If you're interested to see what I'm rambling on about, do have a look at my Instagram. It's The Ordinary Knitter. And I've also set up a SoundCloud account, and again, I'm The Ordinary Knitter on that. This will be up there shortly, and it'll be on the website. I'm also trying to sort out getting onto iTunes, but I'm not an Apple user at all, so it's a little bit more of an uphill struggle for me, but I will get there. Well, thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again next week when I put out another podcast. Bye!